let's go to another scary and shaky part of the world, which is Polk County. Let's go to Logan. What's up, Logan?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
I was just saying how stupid the coronavirus is and how it it ruined my season for lacrosse.
Oh, that sucks, dude. The virus sucks.
Yeah, dude, we're killing it. We're about to win.
What team did you play for? What high school?
Bartow Lacrosse.
Oh, my God, Bartow. Dude, I have a Bartow Lacrosse hoodie at the house.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
no,
I got
way.
It for Christmas. Yeah, it's dope. It's the only 4X you guys sold.
How?
eBay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, dude. Man, you guys are awesome. I'm a big fan.
Dang. So do you know, like, our coach, like Coach Keating?
I don't know the coach, but I know of the coach. I mean, I don't know if I'm cool enough to even associate with somebody of that stature, but big fan. You guys are awesome. You guys are so much better than Avon Park. Those guys suck. They're homeless.
Yes,
you guys
I know.
Are the best, dude.
We were killing it, and then all of a sudden they're just
dumb coronavirus. I know, man. It killed all the sports, everything: baseball, lacrosse, stupid checkers. You can't even play checkers because you got to sit a foot away from somebody. It's like, hey, I'm gonna double jump your chip, and you can't even do it. It sucks.
I know. Oh my! I'm so glad I wasn't my senior season.
Yeah, man. You got another year to go.
Yep.
One Hell more yeah, year dude. My senior. Well, here's what I want you to do. Next year, bring the whole team up to the show, man, and we're gonna have a big Bartow lacrosse night here on the Johnny B Show, and I'm gonna wear my hoodie that I had specially made. And we'll have a party. We'll have pizza and hookers,
and
whatever you guys want.
Yo.
yeah, that's what's up, dude. Oh, seriously, I did the same thing with Armwood soccer team. Same thing.
You gotta come to one of our games.
Oh, I'm in, dude. I'm a big lacrosse. Yeah, dude. I'll bring my own stick net thing, like whatever you call them. Yep.
Yeah, you got a commentator on our games or something.
Oh, dude, I will totally announce the game. Hell yeah. I'll even give nicknames for all the players. It'll be awesome.
Yes.
All right, man.
That'll be so amazing.
Well, thanks for listening, man. Have a great night. Bye. 727-579-1025-800. High school kids love us.
Ugh.
What are you ucking?
What is it about high school kids that always just have this thing in their voice where they're just like, I'm going to do something.
Because
I'm going to curse or something. I thought he was going to curse.
I was on.
Sure.
I thought it was a possibility at first, but the more I talked to him, it just seemed like a group of young guys listening to the radio having a good time.
God bless. I mean,
yeah.
God bless. I'm happy to have them. I don't know. There's just something with teenage boys, especially, where they just have this.
I don't know how to say that I'm appealing to teenage boys without sounding like a weirdo. Too late. But we have range here on this show. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying
our
that.
Our fan base is from 12-year-olds up to 90-year-olds.
Obviously, I know
that.
And that's great. I mean, that's range.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the tone of that age group.
I know.
And it's all of them, not just Logan. All of them have that tone, like this giggle-giggle type tone.
Well, you know what? They're from Bartow, dude.
Oh,
you know what?
What does that even mean?
Bartow kids are not the same as other kids.
Why is that?
They're blue collar, good boys. They're not some punks. Even though they play a rich kid sport, doesn't mean they're jerk offs.
No, Bartow's got a lot of farmers and stuff. I bet
you
they're rich kids.
Farmers
are rich, a lot of them.
I know, but they're very blue collar. Bartow, you know where Bartow is?
Yeah,
I know Bartow is.
Ford.
Yes, it's nestled.
Polk County, right?
Yeah, it's nestled between Plant City and Lakeland, like
a lot of farms out there.
Not even near I-4 though, like way like south of I-4. It's God's land.
It's the sticks.
A little bit.
Okay.
I mean it's grown a little bit over the years, but yeah. Normally Bartow's something you break down in Bartow on your way to Lakeland. You don't even want
to
be in
You're
Lakeland.
On your way to someplace else.
Yeah. You're like, God damn it, I'm gonna get raped again, you know? Damn you, Bartow. I'm tired of getting a flat tire and a raping.
I just put in Bartow into news. First thing, Bartow man arrested for a vehicular homicide.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Second story, a gunshot and a whimper. Grandmother charged after child fatally shoots himself.
Oh, man. Logan's like, I know him. That's my Uncle Charlie.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Bartow Police Chief Joe Hall abruptly resigns after investigations into racist comments.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
What
abort mission.
I love Bartow. Bartow rules.
Maybe you don't want to see that.
I got to tell you, last time I stopped.
I can't say anything anymore.
Last time I stopped my car in Bartow, I was on the way back from Vero Beach doing a gig. And I had to poop so bad.
I believe it.
Yeah. But, I mean, and the reason why I had to poop so bad is because in Yeehaw Junction, which is a real place, by
the way.
I've been
there twice.
Okay. I stopped at a convenience store, and I was hungry, and a man of some sort of Middle Eastern descent talked me into eating gator bites, fried gator bites from his gas station deli. I was, like, really hungry. I go, what's good here? And he's like, oh, do you want to eat the gator bites? The gator bites are very good. They're very good. And I was like, really? Yes, they're very good. Which translated meant, these have been sitting here for 2 days. I bet your fat ass will eat them. And he was right. And by the time I got to Bartow, my butthole was exploding. And I'd stop at a KFC in Bartow and unleash the thunder. EG, what's up?
Hey, Johnny B. How you doing, brother?
I'm okay, man. Having a great night. How you doing?
I'm good. Doing that essential delivering pizzas, slinging pizzas.
That's right.
But I got home the other night. Hey, Miss Anna and Will, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
Aw, he knows everybody. You're great.
Yes, I do. So anyway, I got home and I can't go straight to sleep because, like, I closed the restaurant because some of the 20-year-olds want to do dishes and do the floors and stuff.
Jerk-offs.
So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I watched Kalta's roast.
Oh,
and I heard you a while back when somebody said, like, could you do a podcast and stuff? But I want to tell you, when you got up there, man, your eyes, your delivery, dude, you are effing hilarious, bro. I mean,
Thanks.
I'm saying the nuances of seeing you live is great. I would love to see you live if this ever, you know, breaks open or
something.
Oh,
it's happening, dude.
Man,
we're going to get through it. I already booked a live gig. We're good.
I liked how you stopped and, like, you know, I don't know, you know, even, dude, I think your stick is better than Bert Kreischer's because he just, like loses it.
Well, that night I was because he was so drunk he could barely stand. But, yeah, I get it. He still roasted me. God, it was horrible. Do you see where Bert Kreischer looked at me and said, I don't even know who you are, but I think you're, like, a real realtor. Good luck in the market. And it was like everybody laughed. That hurt my heart.
Johnny, how long ago was that?
5 or 6 years ago now. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying, there's only a few bits of you on the internet.
Yeah.
That was a little bit I could see for, like, and dude, I thought you were a consummate, comedian, dude. And I like your nuances and you have to see Johnny B live to actually get it, even though I think you're way funny on the radio.
Thanks, man. It's definitely a different thing. Stand-up is a whole different art form than radio, but I appreciate it, man. I try to be true to myself no matter what I'm doing, and I really do appreciate the feedback, man. That's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Yes, sir. And y'all have a good night, and I listen to you all the time.
Keep doing the Lord's work, buddy, slinging those pies.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Later, pal. What a nice guy, man.
What a sweetheart.
He really is. We need more EGs in the world these days. Oh, he's delivering the food. He's giving compliments to fat guys who are having a bad day. You know, he's a good guy. Hey, Boston John, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know, Bartow is not down near Plant City. It's going the other way towards Winnehaven on 60 by 98.
I said that. I said it's between... like Lakeland.
Lakeland and Winnehaven.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It's way past Plant City.
Not Plant City.
Yeah, you got to go 60.
No, I just wanted to...
Hey!
Yeah, you're thinking of Brandon.
No, Brandon's where I live. I know where Bartow
okay,
is.
Well,
yeah, I've done that drive on 60 all the way across the state to Vero Beach like 100 times. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from.
That KFC, that used to be there.
Soon.
Yeah, I shut down that KFC with my doo-doo. About 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to call in a few weeks. The woman that's on after you, boy, I made a mistake. I owe her an apology.
She is a piece of work, dude. You got to be careful if you call that show.
She's a sweetheart.
I don't know about that. What did you do to her? What pissed her off?
Well, I was traveling out in the west end of the Mass Turnpike going into New York, and I made a slip. I said a word I shouldn't have, and I owed her an apology.
Yeah, she's a nut, dude. You're lucky she didn't build a
motor. I don't like
her. She's great.
Yeah, she's a...
I don't think she's that great.
She's kind of an asshole. Be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Bitch.
Listen.
Yeah. She's nothing like the girl we have on this show. The girl we have on this show, complete angel. Yeah.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
The girl at midnight.
So much better radio down there than we got up here. I got to listen to radio 1,500 miles away just to even be entertained on my
overnight. All Boston has for radio is sports radio, and all they do is complain, and all they do is win. Just shut up already.
All they bitch and moan is how we lost Brady. It's our own fault we lost Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got treated like doo-doo, and now Tampa loves him. That's why we call it Tampa Bay.
Oh, I know, I know.
You should come down here
really,
too, John. Come on down, buddy. We got plenty of room for you.
I'm going to be down soon because I told you, we talked about my wife, Allison, over in Lakeland.
Yeah.
You asked for nudes.
Yeah.
But, which... anyway, so no, I'll be back down within the next couple of weeks. I mean,
you said you're going to go down in a couple of weeks?
I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Sweet. I want you to go down.
I will be down in the next few weeks.
Are you going to go down for your wife or are you going to go down for me?
I'm coming down to for everything.
I want you to go down.
I'm coming down to see your I'm going to be in the Tampa Bay area. I just need to get out of the city. Everything is still shut down up here. You guys are making the effort to try to do things down
there. That's right.
There.
We're not some pussies. I'm sorry. That wasn't really me. That was somebody else.
You can say what you mean. I'm telling them up here all the time, man. It's nuts. It's ridiculous.
Man.
But
so stupid, man. Just...
I wish that girl on after you guys had more hours, man. She really keep it, you know, the 1 hour just in and out.
Yeah, she sucks.
Here's the thing, man. You know.
Not a fan.
We can't just keep letting all these ladies do what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, we gave them voting rights, 9, 10 years ago, right? You know, we let them in the military. You know, we let them, you know, some of them don't even cook anymore. And it's getting crazy. You know, like, what's the limit? Were you going to let them all do radio?
I agree. Enough is enough.
She's good for numbers, dude.
Yeah, who's doing the dishes at her house?
She's good for numbers. You gotta give her more airtime.
You should, dude. Speaking of numbers, hers. Wow, 12, 14, 28. That's her measurements.
Hey, Boston John, what do you think about the guy that's with that lady?
I looked her up on Facebook. She's pretty hot.
Oh yeah.
Really, you need to get her some more airtime.
Hey, dude, I can't get myself more airtime, John.
John, what about the guy that's with Anna? After on the show after this.
Yeah. She's got this gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't like
do you like him?
All right.
There's actually another person on the show. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, there's a guy on there with
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Pretty forgettable.
You guys cut normally you guys cut me off, but I gotta cut you off now because I got.
All right, bye. Got him. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025
Will's gonna be thinking about that for like the next 3 days.
Is this my father? Is John my father?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Jordan, what's up, man?
I was just calling because I was listening and I heard that y'all talk about Bartow, and I'm just saying like I'm from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's incest?
Incest.
Thanks, man. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025
Is that really a call? He was a child.
Yeah,
so.
That's why. I was just playing with him. I was afraid. I had that feeling we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you got that tone.
Yeah.
Hey, a little bit of tone.
I'm from Bartow. I just want to say, you're soaking fat bitch! Ah, we got him!